This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com.
Well, I had the pleasure of meeting Dan Murphy, the president of Kentwool, last week at the PGA Merchandise Show. It is a pleasure to welcome Dan Murphy to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Mr. Patrick. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you very much.
Tell me about Kentwool. Tell me about the company.
Well, it's an interesting company. It's 174 years old. Was established in Philadelphia in 1834, and is still family owned on the fifth generation of ownership. So it's a unique story in terms of its heritage. It's competed in the textile business for many, many years, supplying wool textile products to other brands, fashion brands and outdoor brands. And most recently, about 5 years ago, we decided to bring our brand to the consumer in the golf space, and we do that under the Kentwool brand. So we've got some exciting stuff going on.
And you started with socks?
We did start with socks. Merino wool is really our expertise. We've been in that business for 174 years, and we think that merino wool is nature's performance fabric. It does wonderful, wonderful things for golfers in terms of keeping them warm and dry and comfortable, and works in all temperatures, warm and cold. And we decided to start with socks. We've got a lot of other plans for other products, underwear, outerwear, you'll see a lot more from Kentwool in the years to come.
Let's talk a little bit. Marty Hackle was on the program this week before you were, and we brought this up momentarily, but let's talk just a little bit more about it. Many companies look to players to help them increase the awareness of their brands, but you guys did something different and unique. You guys turned to the caddy to get the caddy involved. Talk a little bit about your relationship with that association.
Yeah, sure. Well, caddies are sort of the foot soldiers of the PGA Tour, and we thought, what better group to supply socks to and have their testimonial and them act as our spokespeople than the caddy group. So we have about 135 caddies that are using our socks on the PGA Tour, and we think that's a wonderful way for us to communicate the real performance benefits. You know, the thing about caddies is they walk for a living. Some of us walk to work, but they walk for a living. And if they've got issues with their feet, they've got real problems making a living. So when they choose a pair of socks and footwear and their gear overall, they choose it for performance, not because it's a fashion accessory. And that's the way that we think of our socks, that this is serious performance gear. And, the feedback from the caddies is great. I'm actually was at the Phoenix Open recently and spent some time really kicking off the relationship with the caddies. And the feedback is amazing. They talk about how they put the sock on, and there's a real wow moment for them that they really understand the difference and how they can walk 6-7 miles a day up and down a golf course with a 30-pound bag on their shoulder and really, really appreciate a true performance difference.
Dan, obviously when a company gets involved with a player, the great hope is that player gets exposed on television and the brand is out there on TV. From a marketing and business standpoint, aligning yourself with caddies, how are you going to make that part of it work?
Well, exposure-wise, we've got some ideas. For example, at Waste Management on Saturday, Waste Management talks about having a green out where all the players and the fans are encouraged to wear green to align themselves with some of the very good goals of Waste Management of being green and being ecologically sensitive and responsible. Well, during that green out, we are supplying the caddies with green socks, sort of ankle-length socks, and so we'll get some exposure there. We'll get some folks talking about it. Why does the caddies have green socks? Well, they're participating in the green out, and they're all wearing Kent wool socks. So we'll do some visual opportunities like that. We'll also use the caddies very much in our marketing. We think using them to talk about their experiences on tour, doing the things that they do on tour and the rigorous nature of it, and wearing the socks is really going to work out very, very well for us. So, our digital marketing, our email marketing, our website, there's ways to really portray what's going on with the caddies other than just on course.
We're talking with Dan Murphy. Dan is the president of Kent Wool. You mentioned this earlier, and I saw it for myself at the show. And it might be hard to do this on the radio because I think you really got to see it. But obviously, you brought up underwear, and you guys are doing men's underwear, wool. Help me with that. Help the listener understand that.
Well, you have the benefit of what your listeners don't, which is touching and feeling the merino wool. And I think it's a big distinction between grandma's itchy sweater that was hot and itchy. Well, merino wool is a totally different animal. If you think about the softness of the fabric, merino wool is actually measured in microns, and our wool is 17 microns. And just to give you a relative nature of that, human hair, the hair on your head, is about 50 microns. So the actual width of the fiber is way less than half the width of a human hair. And because it's so thin, it's very, very, very soft. And it's not at all like the wool that you would think of with an old Christmas sweater from years gone by. It's soft against the skin, and it does a wonderful job of wicking moisture away from your skin. And really, that's the key. If you stay dry, you stay comfortable, both on your feet and with your underwear. And, dryness prevents blisters on your feet and chafing on your underwear. So if you want to play good golf and stay focused on what you're doing rather than your comfort factor, then we think merino wool is the way to go.
Is this something, Dan, you guys always knew you could do with wool? Is this something you were looking forward to doing? Or is this something you kind of discovered and created?
Well, a lot of other industries know about merino wool. The outdoor business, the hiking, the skiing, the mountain climbing folks really understand the advantages of merino wool. And we think it's a huge opportunity for us, particularly with our heritage, our long heritage, our expertise with wool, to bring that news and that's the opportunity to the golf space and allow golfers to really participate in what some other folks already know about. So it's tried and it's trusted, and a huge opportunity for us to do that with golfers as well.
For the listener listening, hearing about the socks and the underwear for the first time, how do they go about getting this? Will this be in green grass? Will this be off the website? Will this be in stores? What's the plan there?
All of the above. KentWool.com is a great place to start. We do fill orders directly to consumers, but we also have some wonderful representation. Typically, better pro shops is where we've had success. Places like Bandon Dunes, Pebble Beach, Wingfoot, Congressional, those are the kind of clubs that have done a very, very good job with us. We're sort of premium positioned. It's a little more expensive, perhaps, than some other products, but most definitely worth it, lasts a long time, and performs better than any sort of synthetic.
And again, you mentioned in the beginning, I assume as we move forward, as the company moves forward, you guys have thoughts about, I don't know, traditional wool products. I mean, we're talking socks and underwear, but you mentioned outerwear. You guys are thinking about going down that path also?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We ultimately would like to outfit the golfer from head to toe, and using merino wool is the common theme throughout that. That's the ultimate goal for us, so we're starting with the feet, and we're moving up in the world.
How excited are you about all this?
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love the entrepreneurial creativity. I spent 20 years of my life in the equipment side of things, the hard goods with balls and clubs, and I enjoyed that very, very much. But moving over to soft goods allows a lot of creativity, a lot of ingenuity, and I'm really energized by it. I'm so excited, and I love the fact that when somebody tries our product on, you know, they have a little bit of suspicion of wool in the beginning. They try our product on, and there's that wow moment. There's that, oh my gosh, I never thought that wool could be like this. And there's a real, we saw that with the caddies. We're seeing it with a lot of PGA Tour players, and we've seen it with a lot of consumers. We expect to see it with a lot more in the years to come.
He is Dan Murphy. He is the president of Kent Wool. Again, as Dan mentioned, all the sources, but maybe start with KentWool.com. I know you're busy. I know you got a lot going on. Dan, it was great to see you at the show. Thank you for taking the time to do this.
Oh, man, thank you for the opportunity very much. Appreciate it hugely.